Okay, so we are on. So we're in the middle of Reish Mem Beis, but we're going to first start because for some reason Reish Mem Beis, the Ramah there is basing himself off of a long dark emotion that appears at the end of Reish Mem Hei. So before we get to that, we'll introduce it with the following Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida it's having a discussion about the Ne'manus of a woman with regards to the color of Dam. I mean, can she come and say, oh, I know that color. I've seen that color before. This Rabbi Matir did, etc. This Rabbi Asher did. Does she have Ne'manus for that? So there is, over the course of that, Gemara tells the following story. It says, Tashma, it says, Yalsa aiti dama l'kami d'Rabba Bar Rachana, that Yalta brought blood to Rabba Bar Rachana to look at, v'tamilei, and he declared it tamei. So l'kami d'Rav Yitzchak b'rei d'Rav Yehuda, again, this is on Nida Chaf HaMebeis, l'kami d'Rav Yitzchak b'rei, then she brings it in front of somebody else, v'dakilei, and he said it was tahor. So the Gemara asks, v'hechi avid hachi, how could she, or how could he have done that? I mean, how could Rav Yitzchak have done this? V'atanya chacham shetimei, ein chavir rishay l'taher. That once a chacham looked at something and ruled it to be tamei, so his chavir is not permitted to come and be metaret. Okay, that so it shouldn't be allowed. So how is he able to mitar something? So vamrinan. So they say tamui have a matmile. That actually Rav Yitzchak also said it was tamei originally. So kevan da amrale. But then Yalta is a woman. So Yalta says to him, well, kevan da amrale. The chol yoma matka la ki hagavna. That Rav Bar Rachana would always declare this tahor va idnahu the chash beinay. But today he had some kind of headache. He was suffering from an ailment in his eyes, and he wasn't able to see it properly. So hadar dakile. So Rav Yitzchak therefore backed out and ruled it tahor for her. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says alma mehemnil. Just for regards to the sugi, it says, oh, you see, women are believed, and it says no, it's not necessarily a proof. Because Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda agmarei samach, because Rav Yehuda was really relying on his own mesorah. If he was really relying on his own Masorah, why did he rule it Tamei in the first place? So that's problematic. So that is dealt with by Tosfos. Tosfos says, well, he ruled it Tamei because he heard that that Rabbi Bar Rachana had ruled it Tamei, but really he knew that it was Tahor, and Rabbi Bar Rachana also really knew it was Tahor. He just wasn't feeling well that way. But out of respect to Rabbi Bar Rachana, Rabbi Yitzchak didn't want to do it. But then when Yalta explained to him why she's coming for a second opinion, they said, oh, you're right, it really is Tahor. So then over the course of, so that's what Tosos explains. And then towards the end of Tosos, Tosos says, hey, wait a second, why was Yalta allowed to go for a second opinion in the first place?
Maybe because it's Yalta.
Maybe because it's Yalta, so.
She's not just a Pashut woman. So?
She's Yalta. So?
Isn't she, what's his name's wife?
She is someone's wife, yes.
She was the one who said, well, you want to taste this one, you can have this. She was
But, okay.
She knew it was not.
All right, so Tosfos doesn't answer that. Tosfos instead answers. He says, "But it doesn't say Maseches Avodah Zarah Hanishal Lachacham V'Timei Lo Yishal Lachacham V'Tivi Tahir." Once you ask a chacham and he rules it to be tamei, you can't ask another one for allowing to be tahor. V'Yishlomer Dekpeita Lo Havia Ashoel Ella Achacham. He says, first of all, the chumra is not on the asker. It's not a problem with the person asking. It's the person who's answering. That's the first issue. Aval hashoel yishal kol mashirsa. The person's asking. They're allowed to ask as many times as they want. Demitoch kach yidachtiku b'davar pamim sharishon toa v'yatza adavar lower. That it could be that the person will, by asking enough times, is going to get around, and eventually you'll be able to get to some kind of clear understanding of the case. Now, you still have a bit of a problem. Wait a second. But the Gemara, how's the Chacham allowed to answer? What's that? What's going on over there? So the Gemara, the original source of that, probably the main place for this, although that line, once a Chacham says something, he's not allowed to be said anywhere, it's not allowed to be passed anywhere else, appears like six or seven times in Shas. But it sounds like the main one is coming out of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. And now we're getting closer to where the Darkei Moshe picks up from. So the Gemara there says, Hanisha l'chacham b'timi lo yishal l'chacham b'yitahir. That one who asks a chacham and he's mitame, he can't ask another chacham and he'd be mitahir. Now, the truth is, it sounds like it's on the asker, not on the answerer, but okay.
Well, chacham won't know, but it's a second question.
Okay. Okay, or lechacham ba'aser lo yishal lechacham b'yatir. Similarly, if you ask a chacham and he asks it, you can't ask another chacham and he would be matirit. Hayushnayim echad metami vechad metar. Now, if you're in front of two people, one of them rules tami, one of them rules tahor, one of them rules aser, one of them rules mutter. So, who's right? So, the first answer is, well, whoever's known as the bigger Talmud Chacham is going to be right. And then the Gemara says, however, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, and this is how we paskin, Bishol Torah halach achar ha-machmir, Bishol Sofram halach achar ha-mekel. When it comes to Dindo Reis, we're going to be machmir, and when it comes to Dindo Rabbanu, we're going to be mekel. And how that shakes itself out, that we're going to have to wait for further sukkah down the line, presume maybe in the next 2 weeks when we get up to the Shach's list of, what's it called, Kuntras ha Psak, whatever he calls it on the next Amud in the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. So with regards to this halacha then, why is that? So the answer, what is the question?
Why is she allowed to do?
No, the question really is, why is it prohibited to ask a second person? I mean, what's going on there?
All right. Okay.
What happened with regards to that?
That's the word the other way around?
What do you mean the other way around? If someone is matir, could someone else be? Okay. So hold off on that. So that's going to be a nafkamina to how we learn it out. Okay. So what is this issue? What is going on here? So now if we look in Darkei Moshe says Kasav Aram and Perak Kamad Avodah Zarah. So the Ran in the back of Avodah Zarah, Daf Aleph Amud Beis in the. Although does it say by you also Shin Dalad Mem Ayin Beis? Say that? Yeah. Not sure how that.
Daf Shin Dalad Mem.
Right, so there must be some addition where they counted the Ran from the beginning of. I'm not sure what that is. Right, it's also an unlucky daf, yeah. But it's in our edition of Shas on Aleph Amud Beis Dira Maschal Hanishal B'Shem HaRayvid VaRashba VaRamban. All of them say Hadatanya Hanishal Chacham VaAser In Chaver Rishay LaHatir Lav Mishum Kvodo Shal Rishom Shon Naguba El Mishum DeKevan VaAser HaRishon Shavi Chaticha Disur. He says it's a technical matter that just happened because as soon as you ask, it's not because of Kavod. It's not a Kavod issue according to again. The Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ravid. It's not a Kavod issue. Rather, what is it about? It's about that there's a technical thing that happened, that Shavya Nafshi, or Shavya Chaticha Yisura, that once the Rav ruled that thing to be Usser, it's Usser. It is now a Cheftza Shel Isser, or is now a Cheftza Shel Tamei, as it is thereby been declared by that Rabbi. So once that is over, at the simplest level is, you can't just get out of it. You can't back out once he has already ruled it to be something that's going to be aser, right? V'shuv ein laheter, but v'afilu hatir sheni. If someone else comes along and says it's mutter, ain't a mutter. It's not mutter. V'afilu hayagadlu imenu b'chacham avinyan. Even if he's a greater person than him, or more people, I guess would be how we would translate minyan. V'hani mili. Even so, right? It's not going to undo the psak that the first rabbi get. It is already a chefza shel iser or a chefza shel tame. He says v'hani mili b'davar she'ein bo machlokas. And then he adds in, however, when is this? That's only if the dispute is based on something called Shikl Hadas. I'm not sure if we've had this before. We've had this this distinction before? So Shikl Hadas is like something having to do with Svara. Like they both have a logical understanding and their logic is taking them to different places. So the second person who's a bigger Talmud Chacham or might be greater or might have more people and more people might be holding the other way, but they're still only having a logic debate. They're only having a debate of, well, I see it this way and you see it that way. As we see throughout the Gemara, so you have the Rabbanan hold one way and Rabbi Shimon holds the other way. So they're seeing, they're riding through the psukim and they're having a back and forth with regards to the psukim. They just see it differently. And okay, that's what we call a machlokes b'shikul hadas. Aval ita bidvar mishnah. However, if it's a mistake bidvar mishnah, what does that mean? That means that it's actually a source, meaning you're wrong. I mean, the second person is right, and the first person is wrong. How do we know that? He proved it. You missed the pasuk in Chumash. You missed a beferish mishnah. You missed them, or nowadays we would say you missed a beferish din in Shulchan Aruch. So one person is right, one person is wrong. So just because one person wrongly assumed it to be asur, or wrongly assumed it to be tameh, that's not going to hold the day. If a person can prove that it's just against the sources, that's clearly and plainly wrong, so then he's going to, so the second person's going to win out. And then he says, "V'hani mili mitum l'taro mi'yisrael heter v'hal b'chiyuv v'schus chaveru ha'mumcha mimenu chozer mezaka ad kanfar." This is by when it comes to tum v'taro and yisrael heter. But when it comes to a chiyuv and a zchus, meaning it was a court case that they actually went through, so chaveru ha'mumcha mimenu chozer u'mezaka. The chaveru who is the wiser person would then cause it to go back. Meaning when it comes to monetary thing, that could then cause a re-exchange of the money. Fine. But with regards to so what have we learned so far? That it's that there's a difference between Toa Bidvar Mishnah versus Toa B'Shukla Das. Toa Bidvar Mishnah, if a person is wrong, so then his psak doesn't have standing. But if it's a Shukla Das, he sees it one way and everybody else sees it the other way. If he paskin down it first, L'chumra, at least at this point, that's the case of the Gemara. So that's going to hold the day because that's the way it is. That's the way it is. He already established as a Chefza Shel Isser or a Chefza Shel Tuma. This is Valinira, who's the Li, so the Li is back to the Ran. So the Ran says, but I think, right, the feeling tab is das, even so, machsimin ho rasu baskamaso. If he agrees, he can back out. Right, I think it's like this, I think it's Usser, and then he goes around and asks 10 other people, and they all hold his mutter, and then they go back to him and say, you know, everybody else says his mutter, you know, what do you want to rethink it? He says, you know what? Yeah, I do, I'll rethink it, and I do rethink, I see what they're saying, so he would be able to back out. So what is it? And this idea that you're not allowed to be matir, that the second person is not allowed to be matir, that's because of the kavod due to the first rav. But if the first person hears what happened and he agrees, l'shein to the second person, inami loho delo, he doesn't agree, el shasheni gadlu imenu, but the second one is clearly greater than him, machsir, and then there therefore wouldn't be a lack of kavod to the first person, machsir hasheni hora shel rishon, the second one overturns the psak of the rishon, kenir ali l'halacha, but then he adds in, avalo l'maisa lachl kal avos olam, but I don't want to disagree with the earlier rishonim that gave the psak first, right? So even the Ran himself sort of hedges a little bit at the end.
He's skittish about doing that,
right? Especially in this din, it's ironic, an irony that it's about this din that he says such a thing. Fine. So he continues on. Okay, that's good enough. Here, if you skip down a little bit, you see not the next paragraph, but to the paragraph after that, he has the Ma'arik. He says, "Kusav Maharik Shoresh Kufayin Aleph Davar Pashut Hu L'Mevinim That Had Ein Chacham Yachol Lahatir Hani Mili Behach Uv De Gufa Aval Be Uv De Achrina Mihu Sheyita Sheinu Yachol Lahatir Mihu Sheyita Lomar Sheinu Yachol Lahatir." Right. That this is only the Maharik adds in that this is only about that thing, with that specific action or with that specific object that was being paskened on. But if it's not that specific object that's being paskin, I mean, how did it work? He said, that's usser. But that one is usser. The shaila was raised about this lung, this animal. Is this animal a trefa?
Yeah.
Right? So that's the machlokas. But if the same shaila, that doesn't mean that it's paskin that way, liolam vad, that the first person who made a psak on it out of respect to him, we're never going to paskin against him. Right? It's not that. It's about the actual object that was paskin about or about the specific shaila that was asked about. It wasn't the case. So the one person, one chacham, made a mistake at one point in history, so no one else would ever be able to overturn him ever again. So rather, it has to be that it's only about that specific thing. Fine. So that's the that's enough for the Darkei Moshe. If you take a look now into the Shulchan Aruch itself, how does the Rama codify it? So how do right? And the question is: so is there a big machlokas here? There's a big machlokas between the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ravid versus the Ran. Right? Do we see it as an issue of Shavia Anafshi Chaticha de Yisur? Well, Shavia Anafshi, not the best word. Shavia that we make it as if Chaticha de Yisur, we equate that with being something that is Aser, and therefore it can't be changed. That's perspective A. Our perspective B, that of the Ran, is that it just has to do with Kavod to the first Rav. So how do we pass? So take a look at Simon Reishman Bey's Sif Lamed Aleph. So there's a long Rama over there. So we started this last week. That's the issue of not passing until you're 40 years old, and if there's somebody greater than you in that city. And then all of a sudden he says, where the shach starts by the shach nun bay, he says chacham she'asar. So ein chaver rishai lahatir. Mishikaladas, that if a chacham comes and asks something, so his friend's not permitted to come and matter it, based on Shikal Hadas, if he has a svara opposite it, the Ramah.
In the middle of in the Ramah.
No, I'm in the Ramah. Yeah, I just that's I used the Shach as a marker where it says Nunbeis.
So where's your Shach?
No, it's so where the Shach Nunbeis is, but first you got to do the Ramah. So he says, Chacham Shasar Ein Chavei Rishai Lahati Meshik Ladas, Aval Yesh Lo Kabbalah Shata. But if he has a Kabbalah that the person made a mistake, meaning if he has some kind of specific Mesorah against that first position, Oh Shata Bidvar Mishnah, so Yochel Lahatir. So then he could come along and be Matir it. So who does he seem to be paskening like? If this, especially with this idea of the specific Kabbalah, so the Rama seems to be leaning towards the Ran. If you take a look right at the side, it says Haran Perkam Devos Chavim. Actually, it quotes the name of the other ones, but that seems to be. Actually, take a look at the next line. It's clear. Vafilu imta b'shikl hadas. Even if he makes a mistake in shikl hadas, yachol lisa v'litin im hamora achi achsulo. He can go back and raise kashas against the first person until he backs out. Or then he adds, and then he says, Svar Saran. That's the shita of the Ran. I mean, the first person has the right to back out, plus now you're respecting the kavod of the first Rav. V'lachain, ein isr l'shol l'sheni. There's no problem with asking the second person, which might be the shita of Mordechai and Tosos, right? That Tosos and Nida that we saw. Oh, it's not a problem with asking, it's only a problem with answering. So answering straight up is a problem, but you could, if you take account of the first opinions, then you're showing the due kavod. U'levad sheyudia oso shekvar hor harishon. So long as the asker lets the second person know that he had already asked somebody first. Therefore, he'll know that not to give a straight psak, but to go back, if he wants to be matir, he's got to go back to the original rabbi and deal with him first. Lesser. Vafilu im hitir harishon, ukfar chala harosa, even if the first person was matirit, and ukfar chala harosa, and it's already chal, his psak, im lesheni lesser, the second person shouldn't aser it, mikoach shikl hadas, based on this idea of shikl hadas. But if the person made a flat-out mistake, he made a flat-out mistake, then you would back out. V'alkein ba'osa hora atzma. And again, that would only be a that specific psak. B'maisa acher, about b'maisa acher, but if it was another case, right, pshita sheyachol horos, that he'd be able to pass in mashinere love, as he sees fit. Okay? So, but we had over the course of this Ramah, two things that seemed to push him to the side of the Ran against the Rashba and the Ramban, right? He says, number one, it would apply if the first person was matir. I mean, according, if you hold that it's an issue of shavya chaticha deisura, that you made it something that's going to be aser, so it sounds like it would only be a problem if the first person asered it. If the first person matered it, there's no issue with going and asking the second person. So the Ramah doesn't assume that way. The Ramah assumes that the same halakha works in both directions, right? If even the first person posts, it has to do with kavod. And the other issue is that, yeah, you could go to the second person, you could share with the second person, by the way, I asked this first person, what do you think? If the person wants to try to negate that first position was, so then he could go back and raise that issue, unless the kavod aspect is being accounted for. So the Ramah seems to be all about the kavod to the first Rav. Now, the Shach, Shach disagrees. The Shach probably most clearly disagrees, I guess, in the long one in Nun Ches. We'll do, I guess, like the first half or so of the Shach in Nun Ches. So the Shach in Nun Ches, you see where it is? I don't have a...
Nun Ches is a couple of pages. It must be before that.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
So says the
Shach, he says, this is specifically if the mistake was a Svara problem. The Hainu, it gives you a little explanation what this is. The Pligi Trei Tanai O Amorai, O Poskim Upasaka Osir Kachad Minayhu, the Sugin Da Alma Kiidach. He says it's Machlokas in the Gemara, or Machlokas Amorayim, and he paskined like one of them, but really we should paskin like the other one. That it sounds like the minug or the sugya takes you to paskin like the other position. So that would be a machlokas v'shikol hadas. K'moshin yisparach l'shem mishpatzim in chavhei. V'chein kasav hatosus per kamen davos kuchavim chacham sh'asar ein chavei yachol lahatir. Ela im kein yachol lahachziro hiyon shata b'dvar mishna. That he could back it, he could push him back because he made a mistake in fact. And the sugya seems to lead you the other way.
If
Enu yachol lahatir. He says, but if he goes back to the first person and can't convince him that he's wrong, he's out of luck. It's going to be considered usher like the first, meaning the key is still within the first person who made the psak. Now this even sounds like, even according to the Rama, right? The Rama himself said you have to go back to the first person, and if you would ask the Rama said, yeah, that's true, because you're not showing the proper respect to the first person if you're just going to try to prove him wrong, and if the guy still defends himself, you say, well, I'm right anyways, and I'm going to prove that, and I'm going to say it's mutter.
It says, so, afal pich, who knows even not, saying, im hamora, ad shehu choser, still, ain't no yachol.
Right, if he can't make, I think it means if he can't make him clear, he just relents, you can't be matir based on that.
Yeah, even if you can get him to relent,
but he doesn't see the error of his ways.
Yeah.
He says, fine, you see, you passing like that way, I passing like this way, but, you know, I'll give in. That's not enough. I think he has to see the issue. Because the Mashri tells us kind of, V'chin Masha b'Ishri, Sham b'Shem Ri, V'Remein Yeruchim, Shekasu im Yira l'Sheni Shetah HaRishon, Yilch v'Yishvuchu Achimo, that he could go back and argue with him, im Yochul Ochiach Shetah B'Dvar Mishn Yachziru, if he could get him to see that he made a mistake, he'd back out, im Cholik Alav, B'Shuk L'Adas, Shetzvarasa Nota L'Hatir, Masha Asa HaRishon, V'Ein Yochul Ochiach Mitoch HaMishnah, Omedivri Amorai, but he thinks he's right, but he can't prove it based on a Mishnah or based on the statement of the Mora. Yomrani Omer Kach. Aval Eni Matir Masha Asarti. He says, I could say this, but I can't matir that which was asert. Me'achar she'yasem mipicha, but it left your mouth. Lesor. V'shivisa chaticha di'isura. V'ein biyadi lahachzircha mitoch davar ha-mishnah o amora. And I can't just get to back out just because I have a Mishnah or an Amora, because you have your position. Alma, the chol she'enu yachul lahachziru mitoch mishnah o amora, afal pisha chozer umode l'shikl hadash shelo, enu yachul lahatir kevin d'shavi chatichet d'yisur. But then what do we see? That even if he can't get him to back out, she'enu yachul lahachziru, he can't back out based on a mishnah o amora, even though he gives in, even though he says, oh yeah, I agree, you're probably right, and I see why you say what you say, based on shikla dashlo, ainu yachol hatri, can't be matir, kevin deshavi chaticha disur, because he has already assumed that it's to be usher, and that is,
even if he says this, he admits that he's wrong.
Well, he admits that I understand why you would say that, and I'm willing to go by what you're saying now, right? It's not enough. He's already proved to be usher. The only way to prove it mutter is if there's an absolute proof at that point. And that's the way the Shach holds. And the Shach would disagree with those two psakim of the Rama, l'chor. The Rama and the Shach explicitly, the point of the psakim tshuva is quotes the Shach, and actually the Piskei tshuva is here, quotes the Shach as backing out, and the Rebbe Kiva Eger also quotes the Shach as being very clear in Choshen Mishpat. I looked it up. It's huge. That Shach he's quoting is like 2 pages long. So I couldn't find that line where he actually says it clearly. But the Shach in Kosh Mishpat says clearly that he holds that Shavi Chaticha de Yisura, that it's Aser, and unless you could absolutely prove that it's Mutter, there's no backing out anymore. Therefore, the Shach would say, if somebody was Matir and the second person Asered it, he'd be allowed to do so, because that works. He's working along those lines, and there's no you can ask the second person, but the second person can't even if the first person wants to give in to the second person, it's not enough unless you find a raya b'feirish, unless you find a clear, unless it was clear that it was a tub of our Mishnah. And that probably is the way we pass him. He's generally passing like the Shach against the Rama when he's straight up passing that way. Now, what is interesting is that this idea is talked about in the Rishonim, even is talked about in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes this Ran in about 4 or 5 lines in Reish Mem Beis, where we are, but doesn't come to a Psak either way. And it's only in the Rama, it's not in the Rambam, it's not in the Rambam Rif or Shulchan Aruch, this din. So what happened to this din? Why is it only quoted in the Rama? So the Aruch HaShulchan raises this question. The Aruch HaShulchan like scratches his head and says, like, I don't know why this where this is in the Aruch HaShulchan Reish Ben Beis Sif Samach Gimel says Vida Shlo Nimsa Din Zed Dachachem Shasar Ein Chaver Yachal Hatir Lo Barama Vlo Betur. It's not the Rama, it's not the Tur. Very Gemar Mufreshesi, right? It's clear. B'chol Makom, right? That's a rule that once somebody asks, someone else can't come along and matter it. V'lo Reisi Mishahar B'zeh. Not only do I not see the Gemara or the Tur talk about it, but I don't see anybody that's bothered why they're not talking about it. Right? Nobody, it then doesn't come up. He says, "Vayir lefiyani esdai." See, the sfir le rabbeinu ela that these rabbanim assume the achshav achar shenispashtu sifrei hashas vaposkim, that now that so many sfarim have gotten out, the gemara has gotten out, the posim gotten out, etc. Lo shayich klal dinze. It's not shayich anymore. Shere kvar nisbar the dinze eno ela kishenechleku besvar. That this machlokus is only when you have a machlokus besvar. When you have the way Gemaras are having machlokas, and like I read the Gemara this way, and I read the Pesukim this way, I read the Gemara, etc. V'alma v'achshav ein l'cha davar hora she'ein lo rayam is a Gemara. It says, but nowadays there's no psak that doesn't have rayos from certain Gemaras. O is a posek v'dach, right, or from some posek. I mean, we don't. There aren't any new issues coming up. Now, he's writing this in the 1890s, right?
As a general way of proceeding,
so v'rachak hu b'chlal l'horak svar, and it's very difficult. It's going to be very rare that a person is going to be paskening based on svaros. We don't see it happening anymore. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Again, so we still don't have much clarity on this issue. This, he's getting back to that same issue. What's considered a psak and what's considered a hora? What's considered just finding sources and giving you Meir Makomos, and what's considered actually figuring out what the connection is between the two? There was on the Headlines podcast from a couple of months ago, so there was a discussion. Remember, Ari Leibowitz actually guest hosted one, I guess you would say, and he had two people that he interviewed. The second one was interesting, was the author of Stam, was all the, somebody involved in Stam, in the mezuzahs and tefillin, etc., so that's interesting in its own right. But the first person he interviewed was someone named Rabbi Wolf, who's a Rebbe in Gush, who's like an expert in Taros. And he's written about, you can find his articles on the Gush website in English, about all these issues of Tumah V'Tahara, about flying in planes and with over cemeteries or when there's etc. And he's Matir. So he expresses over this interview that I got into it because I was encouraged. There's not too much out there in terms of, and there are Shilas Lamaisa that are coming up now that never really came up before in front of sort of like hospitals and the way things are designed and different types of metals and materials, etc. And I found myself like, not so much to go on. Like, there's a Machlokas, Rambam and Tosfos, and how do we pass in a Machlokas, Rambam and Tosfos, right? There's no Shulchan Aruch. So he said he asked Rav Aaron Lichtenstein about this. We generally, when you're passing a Shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, you're not passing a Machlokas Rishonim, right? You're trying to analyze what it says in Mishnah Berurah, or what it says even later than the Mishnah, or what Rav Moshe said, and how that applies to a specific case. You're not going back 1,000 years and trying to apply it to something that happens in Manazeh with nobody in between. And he said, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, yeah, that's the challenge in learning Taros, that you have to take a little bit more on your shoulders than perhaps you would in other areas of Halacha. So I think there are certain of these cases that certainly show up. Bizman Azeh, it's a little hard for me to go with the Aruch HaShulchan. And it's also unclear whether the Aruch HaShulchan even himself meant it. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan is answering a Shaila. I mean, he's bothered by something. And he's saying, oh, maybe it's because they assume this way. And perhaps I would even add in that the Tur is already in Sfard, in Sfarad. I mean, Tur is the son of the Rush, but still he's already in Sfarad. And, you know, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, etc., they're more in that mode of view. I mean, they're more into the sources are there, and we're just going to quote, as we discussed last week, more idea of quoting sources as opposed to coming up with your own chaps, coming up with your own sars, etc. They're more text-based, while the Ashkenazi style of learning is perhaps more Sfarad-based. So perhaps that's why the Rama is driven to talk about this more than the Rambam maybe even the Torah. I have to think about that more, but certainly more than the Rambam, and certainly more than the Shulchan Aruch himself. So,
Shulchan seems to be saying that nowadays we pass him from Shulchan Aruch or something.
Yeah,
it's first, but he's talking about why it's not in the Rambam. That was a long time ago. They weren't.
No, but even that, he's saying, was settled. Even from the time of the Gemara. I mean, the Rambam had Derech HaPsach from the Gemara. So even though we're going to... I mean, if there's, let's say a person passes like Rebbe Eliezer in Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to go and cut down trees on Shabbos in order to have a bris milah, right? So, yes, that's true, a Tana held that way, but derech hapsak off of the Gemara is that that's ruling. I mean, it's already been decided. So that might be an extreme case, but that would still, but the Rambam would view that as, no, it's already settled, there's nothing to talk about. While others may view that as, I mean, not that specific machlokas, but other machlokas, Tanayim or machlokas Amorayim, might still be up for grabs at the time of the Rambam. Certainly by the time the Rambam Paskan, the Shulchan Aruch Paskan, and I don't think we really have machlokas and Lamaisa Bizman Hazeh about how to Paskan between the Machlokas and the Gemara. I mean, we have Derech HaPsak for that, but perhaps things later down the line. I mean, how do we, like tonight we discuss, how do we pask in between Psak and the Mishnah Berurah when the Aruch HaShulchan and Sedra disagrees? So there, it's a little hazy between the two of them where one would go. So if you get it wrong, so is that a Toh B'Dvar Mishnah or is that a Toh B'Tshikol Hadas? Right? So the Mechaber would say that's a Toh B'Dvar Mishnah. Right, but it's clear. Just count up the shitas, right? While an Ashkenazi perspective might be, no, that's a tav b'shikla das. I mean, different people are having different svaras about it. A couple of other things to point out here. Yeah. So one is. Yeah, the Shach says here in Sif Nun Beis, an interesting line, where the Shach says, Chacham Sha'aser. So he says, what does it mean, a Chacham Sha'aser? Says the Shach, Hainu Kishakfar Chala Ho Raso.
So we're going backwards?
Went back a little bit.
Okay.
He says that the Hora was already Chal. Valim Shneim Vesa Medrish Yachula Hatir Kidich Chazu HaPoskim. But if it's still being discussed, if it's still in the base marriage being discussed, you could still discuss it. It's only when the person already made a psak, a psak wasn't actually made, so then it's still up for discussion. So I think Rav Sobolovsky once mentioned that when women bring him maros to look at, so when he thinks it's a problem, he'll rarely say it's puzzle. He'll say, I can't matter this. That's the language that you give. He's, I can't matter this. And you know, but meanwhile, Rabbi Neuberger lives four blocks down the road. If you want to go ask him, you can go ask him. Now, 95% of the time, they're not going to bother. But that way, you're not giving an official psak. You're letting them kind of decide on their own whether they want to go and ask further.
I remember Rabbi Kamenetsky. Most of the time, you find a way to be matur.
Uh-huh.
When he didn't, he'd say, it's a shaila.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay, it's the same mahal. Okay. Yeah, the shach went to inside, but that nafkamina about whether something that was matur could come and be asered later on. So that's actually the shachnun test where he explicitly says that. He says that I assume that it's plus shavya nafshe. So therefore, you can if it was matured, so it was never asered, it just doesn't have a status. And I could come along later on, and another rabbi could come along later on, and aser it. Later on, he says, "I assume that the issue here is that by assering something, it gives it the status of asser.
Right.
So if you matured something, so it's just out there. You didn't give it a. There's no chalos heter. It's just there. So therefore, somebody else could come along later on and asser it. That's the position of the shach. Why are you looking at me? It's not me. It's him. He came before. Blame it on me. Okay." Yeah, so there is one other thing which is probably also pretty relevant to Zmanazeh, and that is the. I saw here in the Sefer Masoras Moshe. So he actually has two pages on this topic, but the last issue that he quotes here He says here, this is from Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is in Masoras Moshe, page Shin Beis. His Hisbir Rabbeinu Shechacham Shehor Rak Mitzad Sheyada Eze Posik Chai Adam Umashu Kaze Ein Lahachshiv Zekora. He says, you're asking a Shaila, and you say, oh yeah, Chai Adam says that that's a problem. Right? Or I saw someplace that that's an issue. Says Rav Moshe, that's not a Hora. That actually doesn't qualify as a Hora. She'az Aser Shuv L'chaber L'hatir. That therefore it would be Aser to ask somebody else. He says the only time you get to a hora is rakmi shiudei hashitus v'cheshbonus machuyah kachad tzad, that you know that there's a shayla, you work through the sugya, and then you decide to pass in one way or the other. That's a hora, right? The b'li hachra, the b'li havi hora, the b'li hachra. So therefore, what comes out? The person's not a barhachi. The person isn't capable of doing that, of being able to resolve a sugya from beginning to end. So that's not going to qualify as a hora. So that could be helpful under certain circumstances. And then just Lemaisa, there is an Rav Schechter in his article. I don't think I brought it. Rav Schechter in his article on tuna fish. So he raises commercial tuna fish that comes in cans. So he says it's going to be, he writes right off the bat, says it's going to be mutter. And I'll talk about why. And so the first reason why people say it's usher is because it was already past this idea of Shavia, of Chacham Sha'asr, Ein Chacham Acher Roy Lahatir. And Rav Henkin Asr, in the early 50s, Rav Henkin Asr would hold a canned tuna fish. So therefore, it should remain usher li olam vaed. So Rav Schechter says he has two problems with that. He says, the end of the Ramah, what the Ramah say, that's only on a keftza. Only on that tuna fish. It says, yeah, the tuna fish, that's, if it's still in the can from the 50s when Rav Henkin made this psak, so then that's going to be a problem. but if it's not about that anymore, so then it's okay. He said, and second of all, so just because Rav Henkin made this psak in the 50s, there were people that were disagreeing with him already then. He's a Rav Salvechik, always assumed it was mutter, and he said, Rav Aaron Cutler. He says, Shamati. I said, I heard that Rav Aaron Cutler also held that it was mutter. So just because Rav Henkin might have paskined one way, but there was machlokas then. Now they might not have paskined against each other, but it wasn't. But with regards to the person who asked the shaila, so for him, okay, he's got an issue because he asked the shaila and he's got a result. But for the olam hatorah that is left between passing between these people, so if there was a machlokas all along, so one doesn't have to say, oh yeah, well this person is machmir, so how could we later come along and be matir? So that's just a lemaise example
of
where
it applies. The nature of tuna fish changed. Maybe he said it was also because of the porpoise thing. I'm not sure.
I think there's mitzias issues with tuna fish, and then there's also halachic, specific halachic issues don't change, meaning the bishul akum aspects of it and the hashgacha aspects of it. So those may not change. I think that's what he talks about.
Should they have people on the ship? Don't they do that?